December 17th, the holy prophet Daniel and the three children, Ananias, Azarias, and Mishael. All four were of the royal tribe of Judah. When Nebuchadnezzar destroyed and plundered Jerusalem, Daniel, as a boy, was carried away into slavery together with the Jewish king Jehoiakim and countless other Israelites. An account of his life, sufferings, and prophecies can be found in detail in his book. Completely devoted to God, Saint Daniel from his early youth received from God the gift of great discernment. His fame among the Jews in Babylon began when he denounced two lecherous and unrighteous elders, Jewish judges, and saved the chaste Susanna from an unjust death. But his fame among the Babylonians began from the day he deciphered and interpreted the dream of King Nebuchadnezzar. For this, the king made him a prince at his court. When the king made a golden idol on the plain of Dura, the three children refused to worship it, and for this they were cast into a fiery furnace. But an angel of God appeared in the furnace and cooled the fire so that the children walked around the furnace unharmed by the fire, singing, "Blessed art thou, Lord God of our fathers," Daniel chapter 3, verse 26. The king saw this miracle and was amazed. He then brought the children out of the furnace and bestowed upon them great honors. In the time of King Belshazzar, when the king was eating and drinking with his guests at a banquet from consecrated vessels taken from the temple in Jerusalem, an invisible hand wrote three words on the wall: Mene, Tekel, Upharsin, Daniel chapter 5, verses 25 through 28. No one was able to interpret these words except Daniel. That night, King Belshazzar was killed. Daniel was twice thrown into the lion's den because of his faith in the one living God, and both times the Lord saved him and he remained alive. Daniel beheld God on a throne with the heavenly hosts, saw angels discern the future of certain people, of kingdoms, and of the whole human race, and prophesied the time of the coming of the Savior on earth. According to Saint Cyril of Alexandria, Daniel and the three children lived to old age in Babylon and were beheaded for the true faith. When they beheaded Ananias, Azarias stretched out his cloak and caught his head. Following this, Mishael caught Azarias's head and Daniel caught Mishael's head. An angel of God translated their bodies to Judea, to Mount Jebal, and placed them under a rock. According to tradition, these four God-pleasers arose at the time of the death of the Lord Christ, appeared to many, and again fell asleep. Daniel is numbered among the four great prophets, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, and Daniel. He lived and prophesied 500 years before Christ. The Venerable Daniel, Dunal. Daniel was a nobleman and governor of the island of Nevertum near Cadiz in Spain. Realizing the vanity of this world, he renounced both honors and riches and went to Rome, where he was tonsured a monk. After this, he went to Constantinople, where he spoke with the emperors Constantine and Romanus Porphyrogenitus, and then he set off for Jerusalem. In Jerusalem, he received the great schema at the hands of Patriarch Christodoulos, who gave him the name Stephen. Mistreated by the Saracens, who forced him to shave off his beard, he withdrew to Egypt, where he endured much suffering and finally died for the name of Christ. He took up his habitation in the kingdom of Christ toward the end of the 10th century. The Venerable New Martyrs, Paisius and Habakkuk. Paisius was abbot of the Travna Monastery near Cecek in Serbia, and Habakkuk was his companion and deacon. As Christians, both were impaled on stakes by the Turks on Kalemegdan in Belgrade on December 17, 1814. Carrying his stake through the streets of Belgrade, the courageous Habakkuk sang, when his mother begged him with tears to embrace Islam in order to save his life, this wonderful soldier of Christ replied to her, "My mother, thank you for your milk. But for your counsel I thank you not. Acerb is Christ's. He rejoices in death. Hymn of Praise. The Holy Prophet Daniel and the Three Children. Whoever fears the true God is not afraid of men or demons. The Lord rewards faithful servants and guards them from every evil. Among the lions, holy Daniel remained unharmed. In the fiery furnace, the three children remained alive. In the midst of the fire, they glorified God. With an angel, God's messenger, like Noah in the evil world, like holy Lot in wild Sodom, and like Joseph in decadent Egypt, so Daniel, in the middle of Babylon, remained faithful and righteous, with three of his young friends, Ananias and Azarias, and the faithful young Misael. The tortures came and the tortures passed. The martyred were gloriously glorified in the immortal kingdom of Christ. Reflection. Bodily purity is primarily attained by fasting, and through bodily purity, spiritual purity is also attained. Abstinence from food, according to the words of that Son of Grace, Saint Ephrem the Syrian, means not to desire or ask for various foods, either sweet or costly, not to eat anything outside the designated time, not to succumb to the spirit of gluttony, not to excite hunger in oneself by looking at good food, and not to desire at one moment one kind of food, and at another moment another kind of food. Great is the fallacy that fasting and Lenten food harm the health of the body. It is a known fact that the ascetics lived the longest and were the least prone to illness. Saint Daniel and the three children in Babylon offer us an example of this. When the king ordered his eunuch to feed these young men food from the royal table and to give them good wine to drink, Daniel told the eunuch that they did not want to accept the royal food and wine, but wanted only vegetables for food. For Daniel did not want to eat the food sprinkled with the blood of the idolatrous sacrifices. The eunuch, fearing that the youths would be weakened by the fasting foods, related his fear to Daniel. Then the prophet suggested that he make a test and convince himself that the fasting food would not weaken them, to nourish the other youths at the royal court with food from the king's table, and to feed the four of them only on pulse for the course of 10 days, and then make a comparison. The eunuch heeded Daniel and did what he suggested. After 10 days, the faces of the four ascetic youths were more radiant, and their bodies were stronger than the bodies of the Babylonian youths who ate and drank from the king's table. Contemplation. Contemplate the hospitality and confession of Abraham, Genesis 18. How Abraham saw three men, angels, approaching and ran out to meet them, invited them to his home and entertained them. How he prayed to God to spare Sodom for the sake of the righteous who were in that city. Homily. On Joshua the son of Nun. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. Joshua chapter 1, verse 7 and verse 9. Joshua the son of Nun obeyed the Lord in everything to the end, not turning either to the right or to the left of the Lord's commandments. He was surrounded by great horrors and fears while leading the people through an unknown land and through thick ranks of enemies. But he was neither afraid nor dismayed. He considered himself the weapon of God and knew that his battles were God's battles. As a faithful soldier obeys the commands of his commander, so Joshua listened for and hearkened to the will of the living God. He did not ascribe any good thing, any power, any merit to himself, but he ascribed all to God and only to God. He did not depend in the least on his own army, his own weapons, and his own wisdom, but he depended on God and only on God, the Almighty and All-Wise. See, brethren, with what sort of men God walks. Oh, if only Christian rulers and commanders could see this and learn from God's servant Joshua how to serve God. Oh, if they would understand once and for all that the people are best served when God is served, and that the people cannot be served if God is not served. The Lord God fulfilled his promise and was with Joshua the son of Nun to the end of his labors and life, and that the Lord was with him is shown by the great and awesome miracles that he manifested through his faithful servant. God divided the river Jordan so that the people crossed over on dry land without a bridge. God made the walls of Jericho fall at the sound of the trumpet. God delivered powerful enemies into the hands of the Israelites. God caused the sun to stand still over Gibeon and the moon to stand still over the valley of Ajalon. Truly, never and nowhere did God forsake his servant Joshua, for Joshua did not leave unfulfilled a single commandment of God, a witness of the living God and a type of the Savior of the world. When he was old and stricken in years, he instructed his people as God had taught him in the beginning. Turn not aside therefrom to the right hand or to the left, but cleave unto the Lord your God. Joshua chapter 23, verse 6, verse 8. O Lord Jesus, Son of God, who showed most glorious wonders through Joshua, the son of Nun, thy faithful servant, strengthen and encourage us that we not turn away from thee, either to the right or to the left, for the sake of thy glory and our salvation. To you be glory and thanks always. Amen.